Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college. Well, I'm...
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow. Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Defendant for sentencing.
Come on, Spider. Listen, bud, you go on here and you act like a man, okay? Man, you could get along if you just act like a man. I had to hurt the man. Are you going down this time, boy? You going to leave her sister alone. She don't want you, boy. You ain't got nothing to do with her. And that girl's a working class woman. She don't want no hole in butt. You ain't doing nothing with yourself. That's why you in court. So what you looking over trying to get a crack on? Hey, baby, how you doing? You know? You're going down this time, boy. This is the fourth time you done been in here for robbing old ladies' purses. Yeah, a young punk ought to be ashamed of yourself. And have some respect, boy, and take off your hat up in the card room. Boy, I said take off your dilly-dally up in the card room. But did I not say take off your dilly-dally, boy? Huh? Yeah, that's right. What you want? You drinking you a 40, and then you go around and you disrespect old people. Well, you ain't getting away with it this time, young punk. You going down today, boy. This boy going down today, boy. He going to go down to the ground, to the ground, to the ground, down today, boy. Come on, y'all, do your thing, guy.
Unfortunately, due to a misspelling in the search warrant, we have to let you go. But you... better behave yourself. Next.
Behave himself? Now,
man, forget all that. I got to go pee.
Hey, hold on there, you young hula.
What's up, man?
You think you just gonna go around disrespecting old folks, huh? You think you gonna get away unpunished, unscathed?
I'm walking. What's up?
Well, boy, they didn't give you an electric chair, but I'm going to, boy.
Is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. A secret document that I think you need to save.
That will be all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, buddy.
Oh!
Your niggas need scraps, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. We if you need that, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Dope, coke, crack, nigga, that
at me, I'm the plug. Holler when you need it, my price, you can't beat it.
And I'll be honest with you. I'd rather go to church and listen to the most vulgar gangster rap in church than hear you niggas sing Amazing Grace. Do you know how filthy that song is? Do you know people all over the world laugh at you? And the sad part about it, most of you don't know, John Newton wrote that song. How many of y'all know that? He was a drug, a slave trader that would make Hitler look like an altar boy. Came out of a house where his daddy was a preacher. So he knew about repentance, although he had denied the church. And then he got caught out on one of his pleasure boats. Got caught out on a pleasure boat. And the storm came up. Y'all know the story, someone? Make Katrina look like a picnic. And he fell on his knees and said, God, oh Lord, let me repent, forgive me, don't let me die. And the storm ceased. And he was so grateful, he wrote that song. And you niggas sitting up here talking about forgive a wretch like, you don't even know what a wretch is. He said, forgive a wretch like me. Can you imagine if that boy's mama would have been a whore and as notorious as he was, and God saved her, and she write a song talking about thank God for forgiving a whore like me, and your black mama sitting up in church singing forgive a whore like me. What kind of fools are y'all? Huh? I go all over the world. I go to China, check out the Christian community. Jesus looked Chinese. Go to Africa, India, Jesus look Indian. Go to Japan, go to Brazil, Jesus look Brazilian. Come back home to America and go in the black community to a black church and Jesus is a white man and you wonder what's wrong with your children, you nigga. Huh? Christ got 12 disciples. Christ born in a place where it ain't nothing but niggas. And he got 12 disciples. He didn't only pick Europeans. He picked 11 Englishmen. Where names like that? Peter, Paul, Matthew. Where it come from over there? All 11 of them is white boys except the nigga that killed Christ. Here, Arab Jew, Judas, and you put that crap down on your children and wonder why these niggas are so crazy?
Huh? Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Peace to the gods. What's going on? Welcome to the More Empire Building Show. It's your host, Hakeem L. You are now listening to Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation. Yo, they've been messing with this show, man. I've had a hard time logging in. I'm still having a hard time. I don't even know if y'all can hear me. For real. You know? Let me go to a caller to make sure they can hear me. They got this, the whole board is all screwed up. Can you hear me? 804? Okay, this board looks different than the last board. I tell you, my whole board, hang on, let me, let's see, somebody just texted me. It might be. Oh, they said they got me. They can hear me. Let me get my bearings here. As I opened up a mic, and it ain't open. I'm just going to close that. All right. They said they can hear me. That's good. Yeah, man, it's just I done opened up three different browsers, and I'm having problems in all three. I think it's a coincidence because I wanted to drop. I have some stuff to go over for you guys. Let me see if this music is going to play. Man, I don't think that's a coincidence that the show is screwing up. Anyway. Yeah, so we got the webinar this weekend, the court process webinar, the court procedure webinar. You go to my site, hakeemhill.com, and sign up for it. It's going to be 11 o'clock Eastern time, Saturday morning. That reminds me, I made an appointment for Saturday morning. I got to go change that appointment. So if you want to learn how to do your paperwork correctly, the right way, look at real live cases, tune in Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern time. I will be hosting that. You'll be seeing live paperwork on how to handle your court paperwork. My boards are not responding at all. Tonight, I want to go over, somebody sent me, someone called me, I had a consultation with someone yesterday, and their loved one is incarcerated, and they've been trying to get him out for the last year or so, and they solicited the help of some people to help them, you know, get them out of jail. And, of course, none of the stuff they did work. So I said, well, I can't even guarantee that I could help you because I have to see what they did first, see what kind of hole they dug. You know, if I could help, I'll help. If I can't, I'll let you know. But let me look at the paperwork. So they sent me the paperwork. And it was pretty much like I thought. Bunch of garbage, UCC paperwork, putting in negotiable instruments or non-negotiable, whatever you want to call it, you know, even got a declaration of political status in there. Hang on, y'all. Declaration of political status. Put in a some type of UCC. Let's just say a bunch of garbage, 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 garbage. Yeah, the online is slow. Can't log in. I'm just scanning through all of the stuff. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just looking at it, scanning through. You know, it's just a bunch of garbage. Nothing to do with indemnity bonds, whole harmless indemnity agreements, and nothing to do with any type of court procedure. Nothing. Scanning through some more junk. All right, I'm trying to find the, you know, because the court responded to some of the paperwork. And a lot of times we think that the courts are being unfair to us. And after reading this decision, this order from the judge, I can say that they were being real generous. Because if it was me, if I was a judge sitting in that place, I wouldn't have paid them no mind. Because the stuff they put in was garbage. Garbage. They did what they thought was a constitutional challenge. I'm going to read some of this crap to y'all. That people are putting into their cases and thinking that they're going to get remedies. I'm going to omit the names. So when you hear me say blank, blank, that's the name not being used. And I'm not going to use the state either. It says here, to the Attorney General, they sent this to Jeff Sessions, like a letter, to the Office of Attorney General. It says, from executor, blank, blank, that's the name of the estate, regarding unauthorized administration of blank, blank. Executive U.S. District Court of the State and Division, of course. It was recently come to my attention that you are holding my property. Blank, blank, blank. That's the name. Born, whatever date. Inmate number. Then it's got the inmate number. Who is being held at the Federal Correctional Institute. And they got the address here. I request the name of the person who signed the abandoned paper to issue an order about kidnapping my property. To my understanding, there was no physical warrant served, only hearsay, and the case type is in which my property is being detained for failing to participate in the public controversy. However, execution of the case count GSA bonds have been tendered to the court to abate the matter. To know his or her title, state bar card number, name of the state that issued the bar number, if they are a member of the bar, to sign the abandoned paperwork. You are hereby warranted by the executive office to cease and desist this fraud and seizure of his name, blank, blank, property of the estate. This matter is hereby adjourned. This shit is laughable. I demand a written delegated authority for the Attorney General's name, who gave him permission to administrate the estate, and I also demand copies of bonds, sureties, indemnification, insurance, QSIP numbers, and other negotiable instruments that may be known or unknown to me of Jeff Sessions, who occupies the office of Attorney General. I also demand that you send a 1099 OID and bid bond so I can settle this matter in taxes. You are holding my name. He's got his name unlawfully, and if you don't release him, charges will be brought against you under the UPU. Therefore, I demand you release my property immediately. You have 24 hours from the date of receiving this letter to do as I demand. I have enclosed a document appointment affidavit that requires your information and signature. You are to sign this upon receiving it and return the original to my estate. My contact information is, and they got the name. This is what they sent into the court. Then they got a notice of constitutional challenge motion to intervene with an injunction. It's not even captioned right. Captioned like a notice. It's not captioned like a, this is a real live court case, and they got it captioned like a letter. So obviously, whoever did this don't know court procedure, but yet they are helping people with cases. Then he got the constitutional challenge in here, right? And he cites several statutes. Skimming here. Then they got what they call our injunction that we've been teaching. But at the very top of it, it got YHWH. It's all out of format. Using the wrong flag. They don't have the peacetime flag. They got the Moroccan flag, and then they got the U.S. flag upside down. See, what people are doing, they're taking our stuff and remixing it. And so what we're saying, when we play that clip, don't mess with it. The template clip where the guy's cussing people out for switching stuff up, that's why we play that clip. Because people think that they're going to do something different and expect the same results we get with our paperwork. That doesn't work that way. If you do something different, you're going to get a different result. And in this case, the brother's still locked up, and he still don't know, you know, if he's going to get out or not. Now, looking at his case, I think if it was done correctly, he could have been out. You know? Well, you know what? Let me read y'all the judge's decision on this damn thing. Let me read you his decision. Oh, let me find it. I gotta get it. Let's see if this is it. All right. This is the order. And this is what they said. This is the response to all of the bullshit they put in. It says, on June 27, 2017, blank blank, a federal prisoner currently incarcerated in the Federal Correctional Institute, without saying the address, filed his notice of constitutional challenge and motion to intervene with an injunction, docket number one. Upon review of Mr. So-and-so's submission, it is unclear whether Mr. wishes to challenge his conviction with a habeas corpus petition pursuant to 28 U.S.C. section 2255, or whether he intends to challenge the conditions of his confinement and seek money damage pursuant to 42 U.S.C. section 1983. He challenges the constitution of various statutes he was convicted under, which would be appropriate for habeas action. See, the judge just gave him a hint. ID, however, he apparently is seeking money damages, a form of relief not available in a habeas action. So this judge is just telling him, say, listen, we need to know exactly where you're going with this case. You're trying to challenge constitutionality, for one thing, but then you're asking for money. Which one do you want? And here's the thing. He did a 5.1. on someone that's already in jail. He's supposed to do a habeas corpus, not a rule 5.1. Rule 5.1 is when you're going through the trial, when they try to take you to trial. You want to challenge the constitutionality of the statutes that they're using against you before you go to trial. Because what a 5.1 does is, okay, if these charges are constitutional, then we can move forward. If not, we can't move forward. But a habeas corpus is to bring the body forth and then challenge the Constitution. Now, similar to a 5.1, but it's for someone who's already in jail, convicted. Right? So they didn't even know the difference. They used the wrong one. Anyway, but the judge was being kind, and he said, well, it seems like he wants a habeas corpus. They kind of understood where he was coming from. All right. A habeas action pursuant to Section 2255 would be appropriately filed in this district. However, a Section 1983 action for the recovery of money damages would have to be filed in Northern District, Texas, where Mr. So-and-so is incarcerated. So he's telling him, well, you could do the habeas, but if you want the money, you got to file that over there where you're at. He's telling him how to do it. Therefore, it is hereby ordered that the clerk provide a blank 2255 form to Mr. If Mr. wishes to pursue habeas relief pursuant to 28 U.S.C. Section 2255, Mr. must complete and return the enclosed Section 2255 form no later than September 15, 2017. So you know this is all recent, right? It is further ordered that if Mr. instead wishes to pursue money damage pursuant to 42 U.S.C. Section 1983, he must so notify the court. So they're telling him he could do both, but he's got to do it procedurally correct. Finally, it is hereby ordered that if the Mr. does not respond by September 15, 2017, by filing a completed Section 2255 form or notifying the court he wishes to pursue money damages, his case will be dismissed. Dated this 28th day of July 2017. So they gave him a couple of months to handle his business. But, you know, of course, they didn't do it. They didn't take this advice. They kept putting in garbage. Therefore, the brother's in limbo, trying to figure out what's his next move. See, the problem with this, I'm still wanting to help out, but I don't know if I can. They put so much junk. It's like you pile so much shit on it, I got to shovel the shit away to get to the meat of it to even fix it. That's a lot of work. And how are they going to take me seriously now? Because one hand, you came in with all this garbage, and now when I come and help, you're going to come in with the correct stuff. They're going to be like, wait a minute, somebody's really helping them now. And this looks right, and I know that stuff is not, the other stuff ain't correct. They're not going to take them seriously. So even the good stuff won't work because the garbage was already put in. But who knows? We gotta, I don't know. My music still won't play. I don't know. What the hell? And, you know, it's really, maybe if I call in on the love line so I can kind of, let me see something, y'all. Because I got to make sure this damn thing is working. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you know, it's working because it's coming through my computer. People say they can't log in. Boy, they don't want y'all to hear this stuff tonight. For real. For real, for real. Everybody say I'm good on the phone. It's just that they can't. I don't even know I'm going to be able to take calls. Like, I don't even think these are the right calls. It's only got 9 calls on. Let's see something. Yeah. So, it's really fucked up how people take people's money saying that they can do something, and they really can't. Using processes they never seen work before, ever. But yet they're charging people money to do this. Now, we could talk about how man has oppressed us and he's really screwed up. But these ain't white folks that's doing this. This is not white folks. So when I keep telling y'all, we really got to look at self before we start blaming everybody else, is right now we are screwing each other over. For real. That's what we're doing. For a dollar. And yet we want these same people, these same motherfuckers, want to sit there and talk about how the system is so unjust. The system ain't unjust. You unjust. Yeah, is there some devils in the system? Yes, that's true. But I have to ask myself sometimes. These people make it make rules because the people like this do fucked up things. So they gotta make some rules. Unfortunately, the good people get swept up in the bullshit. So when you come in there and trying to be an honorable, they think everybody's like that. You get swept up under the same rug. Man, this is really annoying, man. I mean, I can't believe this shit, dude. I can't do nothing. I can't open up a phone, nothing. I can't see the callers. Man, let me try this shit one more time. You know, I didn't intend for it to be a short show, but if I can't take calls, then, y'all can hear me rant for the next 2 hours. Let me try it again. You can't tell me this ain't by design, for real. For real. You can't tell me this. Back to this. How we screwing each other over for a dollar. We using processes like Secure Product Creditor, which in all the years I've been doing it hasn't been long. I have never seen it work. I've heard people talk about how it's supposed to work. It don't work. You know, people pay thousands of dollars for these processes, and they don't work. Negotiable. It's, I keep seeing the same shit over and over. People are putting negotiable instrument in cases. I've seen so many cases with that, and they don't work. Coming in there, I'm the executive, administrative, and all of that bullshit. They don't work, but don't have no procedurally correct paperwork in there. I keep telling y'all, most lawyers don't really know law. They know procedure. That's what's drilled into their mind. How to process, when to process stuff. That's what they know. I guarantee you, when this show is over, I bet you Blog Talk is going to work like it's supposed to. It's crazy. It ain't just me. Other people are saying that they're having trouble logging in. Problem is, I can't open up a phone line to even take a call. Let me see if I could try to take this one call, if it's going to open. My thing been saying non-callers since I got on, and I know there's more people on there than that. Damn. What's my laptop? Blog Talk. We pay all this money for Blog Talk, and we just paid them to screw us over because we're telling y'all the truth. That's my damn laptop. They don't want to hear the truth. Wait, there you go. I'm going to try to do this on my laptop and see what happens. Yeah, they got mad at him and cut him off. Yeah, because I think yesterday he was talking about how to beat these people with this process of a birth certificate. Yeah, they cut him off. You're right. All right, I'm going to try to log in on my laptop to see what happens. All right, and let me play some music. Then it just different route here. I got some backup internet here. See what happens. here, y'all. They really, it seems like this might work. Let's see. Not spot on. Nope, nothing's working. Try to switch my internet. I can't even open up the chat, nothing. Yeah, I know. Because, you know, I was talking to Jonah earlier today, and I told him what I was going to go about. I was going to read all that garbage paperwork and then go and read briefly on how to do this shit correctly. What really works in the courtroom? And I guess they didn't want that out there. Damn. It really. Let me try something. Let me see if I can get on another show, then that'll tell me that they really fucking with our shit. Ain't that a bitch? I'm scrolling into somebody else's show and I can get on just good. So this is a targeted attack, huh? On the Hindsight crew. We gotta find us another service. Yeah, I done went through 3 shows already. Like, all I can do is talk. I can't take questions. I can't click nothing. Let's see. Let's go to this tab. Nothing. Man, oh, man. All right. Can't do that.
Radio. Locked on Hindsight Radio.